Good morning, everyone. Welcome. We got a lot to do over the next few days, and a lot of people to meet, and a lot of fun stuff to do. My name is Rodney Dunican. I'm the Education Programs Manager at Wikimedia Foundation. And right now, I want to introduce Joe Cordes, who he'll tell you all about himself and why he's here and what he wants from everything.
Well, thanks. Well, first of all, let me welcome you all to GW, and we are one of the university partners with Wikipedia in this initiative. When I was approached last March, when I was actually at that point the director of the Trachtenberg School of Public Policy and Public Administration, I figured this would be, in fact, a pretty interesting project to get involved with. That was certainly confirmed by our students. I was telling some folks here, as a young child, we had a collection of the Encyclopedia Britannica at home, and I actually was one of those nerds who used to read it. So obviously, when Wikipedia came along, I have great fun surfing the entries and looking at them. And while I certainly agree with my colleagues who say don't use it as a primary source, I have to tell you that in the areas that I'm expert in, I find a lot of the entries very, very useful as a place to start. But you're going to learn a lot more about that today. So again, let me welcome the Wikipedia folks. Let me welcome you. And I think you've got a good program ahead, and I will be coming back and forth to see how things are going as the events unfold.
So just a quick look at the Public Policy Initiative. It's a 17-month pilot program, and we hope that that we can both improve a specific subject area, in this case, public policy, and that we can develop a model for how to use Wikipedia as a teaching tool.
We started off, we wanted just for the fall of 2010, we were hoping to get maybe 3 to 5 schools. Right now we're at six schools, 10 professors, and 10 classes. One of the things that we're doing on this project, and just, let's be really clear here, we did not invent this thing. We did, just like we didn't invent Wikipedia, we didn't invent Wikipedia using it as a teaching tool. That wasn't us. What we saw are folks like Adrian and Cheryl and Bob Cummings and John Beasley Murray and a whole group of other people that are out there that are currently doing this in their classroom. And what we said was, hey, you know what? Let's see how we can support that, and let's reinforce it, and let's help it grow. It was growing organically, but how can we get it to grow even more? We know that it's also happening elsewhere in the world. I was just at Wikimania in Poland a few weeks ago, and every education presentation was about some form of using Wikipedia in a classroom.
So my name is Annie Lin. I actually joined the Wikimedia Foundation staff pretty recently, so I started in early June. And my role is the campus team coordinator on the Wikipedia Public Policy Initiative. So what that means exactly is that on a day-to-day basis, I guess, I do a lot of the outreach work with different universities and professors, as well as students and also local Wikipedians, to try to get them interested in and on board the Public Policy Initiative. When I first started recruiting for campus ambassadors, it was me doing a lot of cold emailing and cold calling people, you know, sending hundreds of emails a day to different universities, a lot of which were taken as scam, apparently, as we found out from some universities. But now what's going on is that, starting from maybe a month ago, I'm getting actually emails from people I've never talked to, and I don't know who they are, asking about the Campus Ambassador Program, asking about the Public Policy Initiative, and wanting to be involved in it. So I think that's really, really exciting for me, and I think for us as a whole, as the group as a whole, is that we're really getting the word out there, and people are excited, people are interested, and they want to be a part of this.
Usually where it shows up is when they're trying to work on writing skills development. So you want to get to be a better writer. You want to understand, you know, how to write for an encyclopedia versus any other type of writing. Another learning objective is the media literacy piece, which is how does this thing operate? How is it created? How is the knowledge created? How is it in relationship to other forms of media? I also pulled out like source evaluation or citing. It's part of media literacy, but it's also when you're looking at specifically just Wikipedia articles themselves. Collaboration and teamwork. And then also, last one, someone just hit the advisory board, started thinking about it, he thinks it's also a beginning point for your community of practice.
Okay, my name is Gabriel Mugar. I'm a first-year PhD student at Syracuse University in Information Science.
My name is Dick Clark, user Dick Clark Mises on the English Wikipedia.
Hi, my name is Cheryl, and I'm from the University of Michigan.
I'm Adam Lewis, I'm from Washington, D.C., and I've been an active Wikipedian for several years, and I saw this opportunity to come and help.
This is really great because it is training students to work with professors so that they are able to incorporate Wikipedia editing in their classrooms. And this is definitely a great way to share knowledge and then also get students involved in this community of gaining knowledge and then sharing it.
I know for me, when I was a young Wikipedian, mentorship was helpful to me. A user will be back. Then Will MCW. It really helped me learn the ropes and understand what Wikipedia was about. And if we can go out and do that, you know, in real life and help people become more comfortable so they can quickly become, you know, of help on Wikipedia and really join the community and feel like they understand what's going on, I think that's a great thing.
I think it's an unbelievable opportunity to leverage a group of people that are probably waiting to be part of Wikipedia, just don't know how or are scared, and I think it's amazing now that the foundation and other people are looking to find ways to bring these people into the mix and make it really easy for them and get them excited about it.
Our two big goals are scalability and sustainability. So the question is, how can we design the Campus Ambassador Program in order to make sure that in a few years we have campus ambassadors in a number of countries?
Well, the future of the Campus Ambassador Program would really be one where people will flock to it, that it's something that could be in all the classes. For example, I know that what I'm going to be doing is, you know, the Campus Ambassador Program as it's being designed right now, while it is a public policy thing, could be applied to any topic area. So I know that after I do this first round for public policy, I already have plans to expand this to other areas within Syracuse University. So my hope and dreams for the Campus Ambassador Program is that it's going to expand across different topic areas.
I'd really love to see it at every school.
What I want to see is that once we've done it in the United States, and we've not only done it at 5 or at 6 universities, but maybe at 100 universities, that after that it will spread all over the world.